Sheikh Ahmed, he will assist me. On the journey, he was like assisting me, making my khidmat, looking after me, etc. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ لَا تَفْعَلْ. I told him that don't do this. Because obviously Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was much younger than Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu. But yet Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu was personally attending to him, assisting him, etc. So he told him, don't do this. Obviously, out of respect, this person is elder than me. How can he make my khidmat? How can he look after me? So the first thing we learn is that a person should not be looking forward to taking any type of assistance and khidmat, especially from those that are more senior to him. And this is from respect that the senior person should be attending to the junior, not that the junior must take some kind of service from the senior. So obviously out of shyness, this Sahabi, great Sahabi, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu, that don't do this. Don't serve me like this. فَقَالَ إِنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ الْأَنْصَارَ تَصْنَعُ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْئًا عَلَيْتُ عَلَى نَفْسِ أَلَّا أَصْحَبَ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا خَدَّمْتُهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu, he replies, now he's the most senior person and he's the one that's making the khidmat, he replies that I have seen the Ansar, they making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they helped him, how they assisted him. I saw this, I witnessed this. So I took an oath that if ever I get a chance to travel with any Ansari, with any person from the Medina Sharif, from the Ansar, then I will make their khidmat just out of respect for the khidmat that they made for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of the love and appreciation that these people had made khidmat for my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it doesn't matter whether they're younger, in other words, it doesn't matter whether they're younger than me or they're older than me, whatever it is, but the mere fact that this family, this khandan, these people, they had made khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I took an oath that I will make khidmat of an Ansari. In other words, this is my chance to make the khidmat. He said, لا أصحب أحد منهم إلا خدمته. Then I took this oath that if ever I travel with anyone, I will make the khidmat. So this shows that this, when it comes to making khidmat and serving and assisting and being of kindness, then sometimes you can get a person who may be junior in age, but he may be senior as far as ilm is concerned. He may be senior as far as his ta'alluq and his contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. So therefore, these things don't always play, they always don't play a role, the mere fact that somebody might be older, somebody may be younger. Obviously, naturally, a person who is younger should go out of his way to serve somebody who is older. But the person who is older also, it's possible that he may see a very pious alim who is young, he may see a very pious or a person who is Allah wala. So then in his eyes, he should think that here's my opportunity to get some sawab and try and assist and help. So this was Sahaba, how this is how they cooperated. Each one didn't think themselves to be better. Each one thought the next person to be better. But the lesson that comes out strongly from this hadith is appreciation. That this was many years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. But the fact that these people, they took care of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let me show some type of appreciation and let me try and serve them also. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Ikrami Ahli Bayti Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa bayani fadlihim. This is the chapter on honoring the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some hadiths with regards to the virtue of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa bi yu'azzim, Allah mentioned in the Quran, "Umi yu'azzim sha'air Allah fa innaha min taqwa al-qulub." Those people that honor the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a sign in itself. This is a sign in itself that these people have taqwa in their hearts. Why? Because they are honoring certain things. For example, a person, he honors and he respects the masjid. This is a sign that he's got taqwa in his heart. Why? Because this is a symbol of Islam. So he's honoring the symbol of Islam. It's indicative that this person has got taqwa in his heart. So like that, those people that honor and they respect the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a sign that these people also have got taqwa in their heart. The first hadith in Yazid ibn Hayyan, qala intalaqtu ana wa Husayn ibn Sabra wa Amr ibn Muslim ila Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhum. So Yazid ibn Hayyan, he is reporting, he said that I went with Husayn and Amr ibn Muslim. Husayn ibn Sabra and Amr ibn Muslim. So three people, Yazid, Husayn and Amr. They three went to the Sahabi by the name of Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu. So these three people, when they went to the company of the Sahabi, he was very old. Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu was very old at that time. فَلَمَّا جَلَسْنَا إِلَيْهِ قَالَ لَهُ حُسَيْنَ لَقَدْ لَقِيتَ يَا زَيْدْ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. So when these three people went to Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, from the three of them, Hazrat Hussein spoke. He wasn't a Sahabi, he was a Tabi. In other words, he didn't meet Rasulullah. They didn't meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they were anxious because there is a man here that they're sitting with. He met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He travelled with him. He heard from him. So they wanted to know from this person, from Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu, tell us more. So this is the way they addressed it. Hazrat Hussein, from the three of them, Hazrat Hussein spoke out, and he said to Hazrat Zayd, "Laqad laqita ya Zayd khayran katira." In other words, he started praising him. He said that you have received a lot of good from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ra'it what? Ra'it Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa sami'ta hadithahu. You had seen Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the first thing. Then you heard from him. Wa ghazawta ma'hu. You even went in battle with him. Wa sallayta khalfahu. You read namaz behind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Laqad laqita ya Zayd khayran katira. And again he said that, oh Zayd, that you have received a lot of good. حدثنا يا زيد ما سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So then he says, oh Zayd, tell us something that you heard from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This was the style of Sahaba. They were very desirous to learn. Unlike us today, if we sit, we might talk about soccer, might talk about cricket, might talk about sports, talk something else. But these people, when they would sit, the first thing they would want to know from somebody is, tell us what you have heard from Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we can learn something. In other words, they wanted to increase their knowledge. So this is how Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu replied. قَالَ يَبْنَ أَخِي. He said, oh my nephew, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ كَبِيرَتْ سِنِّي لَقَدْ كَبِيرَتْ سِنِّي وَقَدْ وَقَدُمَ أَهْدِي. He said, oh my nephew, that I'm gone very old now. And many years have passed since I spent with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this was long after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's saying, I'm old and many years have passed since the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَسِيتُ بَعْضَ الَّذِي كُنْتُ أَعِي مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And I forgotten many things that I was remembering about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't remember everything. So what he tells him, فَمَا حَدَّثْتُكُمْ فَقْبَلُوا. What I'm going to tell you, just accept that. وَمَا لَا فَلَا تُكَلِّفُونِهِ. And what I don't tell you, then don't put me under pressure. Don't cause me, don't insist on me to tell you these things, because whatever I can remember, I'll tell you. ثُمَّ قَالَ قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمًا فِيْنَا خَطِيبًا بِمَاءٍ يُدْعَى خُمَّى بَيْنَ مَكَّةَ وَالْمَدِينَةِ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَسْنَى عَلَيْهِ. He said, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up by a well by the name of Khummah. This well was situated between Makkah and Medina. Between Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, this well was there. So obviously when they would travel, they would stop by the well. They didn't have ultra city and all that. They would stop by some well and they would take water and utilize and drink and fill up the bottles, etc. So he said, at this well, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa wa'adha wa dhakkara. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he encouraged us and he admonished us. Thumma qala amma ba'd. And he said these words, amma ba'd. عَلَىٰ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ فَإِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ يُوشِكُ أَن يَأْتِيَ رَسُولُ رَبِّي فَأُجِيبَ. O people, I am also a human. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that I am a human. Very soon the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. In other words, very soon Malakul Maut, the angel of death, will come to me. فَأُجِيبَ. And I will reply to his call. In other words, I will also have to leave the dunya. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling Sahaba at this moment, but I'm leaving two very weighty things behind. أَوَّلُهُمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فِيهِ الْهُدَى وَالنُّورِ. The first is the Qur'an. In Qur'an is a lot of guidance and is a lot of light. فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. So take from the Qur'an Sharif and hold very, very firm unto it. فَحَثَ عَلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged that a person takes from the kitab of Allah. In other words, he takes guidance and he takes his rulings, etc., from the Quran. وَرَغَبَ فِيهِ. And he encouraged that a person holds very, very firmly to Quran Sharif. He doesn't leave Quran Sharif at all. This is something, unfortunately, today we take very lightly. Ramzan come, person leaves a bit of Quran, he sits in the masjid. After Ramzan, nobody is interested. But the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take it, وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. Hold firmly to Quran Sharif. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he encouraged on this occasion, he encouraged towards this. ثُمَّ قَالْ. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِي أُذْكُرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. أُذْكُرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I'm warning you as far as my family is concerned. In other words, take care of my family. فَقَالْ لَهُ حُسَيْن. Then Hussein is the one that was talking to Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu. He says again, فَقَالْ لَهُ حُسَيْن. وَمَنْ أَهْلُ بَيْتِي يَا زَيْد. أَلَيْسَ نِسَاؤُهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. Oh Zayd, What do you mean by Ahli Bayt? Ahli Bayt? Who are the Ahli Bayt? The family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala nisa'uhu, is his wives from his, from the Ahli Bayt? Is his wife from also from the Ahli Bayt? Walakin, so then he replies, nisa'uhu min Ahli Bayti, walakin Ahlu Baytihi man hurima sadaqa ba'dahu. He said, yes, his wives are also from the Ahli Bayt. This is something for us to remember, that the Shias, that very often they criticize Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But this hadith is saying that from the Ahli Bayt, from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his wives also. So in other words, they're criticizing the Ahli Bayt, they're criticizing people from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a very, very serious thing. Anyway, he goes on to explain that the actual, the asal, the original family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are those that it is haram to give sadaqah to after his demise. وَمَنْ هُمْ So then Hazrat Hussein asks him, who are these people? قَالَ هُمْ آلُ عَلِيِّ وَآلُ عَقِيلُ وَآلُ جَعْفَرُ وَآلُ عَبَّاسُ قَالَ كُلُّ هَا أُولَٰئِ حُرِمَ الصَّدَقَةَ So he said the family of Ja'far radiallahu anhu are Ahli Bayt. The family of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is Ahli Bayt. The family of Hazrat Aqil radiallahu anhu is Ahli Bayt. And the family of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Abbas, Hazrat Aqil, Hazrat Ja'far, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu are all known as Ahli Bayt. قَالَ كُلُّ هَا أُولَٰئِ حُرِمَ الصَّدَقَةَ All of them, it is haram to give sadaqah. He asked again, is for all of all these families haram to give them sadaqah? So Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, he replied, yes. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ In another riwayat, slight words change. أَلَا وَإِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ ثَقَلَيْنِ Verily, I'm leaving behind two very weighty things. أَحَدُهُمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ The first is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ The Quran is a rope. This is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, hold firmly to this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ تَبِعَهُ كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ وَمَنْ تَرَكَهُ كَانَ عَلَى ضَلَالَةٍ That person that holds firmly to Quran Sharif, he will be on guidance. And that person that leaves this Quran Sharif, this person will be upon misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.